Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Beres.
Well, Matt, just until a couple minutes ago, I thought it was a different day of the week than it was.
I hate that feeling.
I'm a little confused. I'm a little like topsy-turvy upside down. You know, we just got back.
Yes.
We just got back from Hilton Head. You're in Hilton Head.
I know. We switched spots. We just switched. We weren't even in the same place for 24 hours. I was unpacking while you were packing.
Yes.
It was funny.
Yes, we were hoping.
I didn't even see you.
Yeah, we were hoping like we could grab a bite or see each other. But, you know, Hilton Head is not like if you were in Walnut Creek, Ohio, and Amish country. Hilton Head is much broader space. And sometimes people say they're in Hilton Head when they're actually off the island, or they're in Bluffton, or, mm-hmm. you know, like, so it's not like, oh, let's just.
Like, for me to see you would have been like probably with traffic, like a 30 to 35 minute drive.
Yes, for sure on a Saturday, because that's in and out day, you know, so you got people coming in, you got people checking out. So it's very, it's very busy on the island.
Yeah. Well, it is, as the time of recording, it is Tuesday. Just so you know, so you're caught up. It's Tuesday.
I'm all caught up. It's a Tuesday night, and we will go to what does it say? Go to publish, go to live, it'll go out into the world tomorrow morning. And
that's right.
You know, here we are together again, just praising the Lord.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm hoping this is one of our last remote for a very long time. I am not a fan.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We actually do pride ourselves, and I don't even know if that's the right phrase, but we really do love when we have great sound. That was something we said from the beginning. We wanted great sound. And you know, it just isn't the same when you're remote as it is.
No, it's not the same.
When we record in the same room.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is when we're in the same room, it's just I don't know. It's just different. I mean,
I think the chemistry is better.
Yeah. And
it's like we're jiving.
Well, and here's what I'll say. You know, during the pandemic, we had to go remote. And as soon as those restrictions were lifted, stations wanted me back in the studio because there's a whole different feel for the viewer. And for the people listening, if I'm in studio, and it's the same here. I mean, this is different. We can see each other, but it is different when we're in the same room. It just is.
Oh, it's totally different.
It just is.
All right, Leanne, tell me your good day.
Well, Matt, I've had a few, and I'll say that today was good. I went to our local thrift stores. Mm. Shout out Kelvin. The man,
ding, ding, ding.
Remember Kelvin who helped us when we set up for our first live event? He delivered our chairs. He gave us a great deal on the chairs. And our local thrift stores here in Worcester, in Wayne County in Ohio, are just fabulous. They benefit hospice. Mm-hmm. The manager's name is Kelvin. He is so talented. He is so kind, so helpful. And I just had to do a few things. I needed to pick out a few things for one of our renovations because we're furnishing it. And he was just, I just love where we live.
Me too.
I had a great day buzzing around. I went to the bank. I went to our local co-op. I went to the thrift stores. It was just a good day. I was by myself, but I like myself. So I had a good day with myself. It was just a good day.
That's awesome. We have been thrifting while we're here in Hilton Head, actually. And have we found any huge treasures that I need to report about? No, but we got some books that the kids have liked for like a buck. 50 cents. And it was just fun. It was a fun thing to do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, well, I'll tell you my good day is My daughter's fifth birthday is coming up on April 15th. So Remy is turning 5 on April 15th. And we're here at my in-law's house in Hilton Head for the week. And so we always celebrate her birthday a little early when we're with them. And so we have celebrated her birthday. And she's like, Dad, this is my day. And we're going to do what I want. She's definitely has a little more of a sassy vibe than the boys. And we had so much fun. So what we did was we swam in the pool, we went to Target and looked around, and we made her not get anything because we were like, you're going to open presents from Grammy and Papa. Mm-hmm. She picked to go to Crazy Crab for dinner here, the Bluffton, closer to Bluffton location. Have you ever been there?
No.
Oh, it's so good. So I went to Crazy Crab for dinner, and then she came back and opened up Barbie Palooza. So we are in our Barbie era. So she got like a Barbie horse, a Barbie kitty, where Barbie has a, it's called a kitty condo.
Oh.
Where these cats, you would love it. It has like 4 little houses for cats and a horse and a spa day and all the things. So we are in Barbie land with our 5-year-old.
Listen, I vibe with Barbie. I'm 56.
I know you do.
And I vibe with Barbie. I love her. I love Barbie.
I know.
And
at the end of Remy opening up her presents, and we had a cake from Dairy Queen because we love Dairy Queen cakes in our family. She said to Mallory's mom, she said, Grammy, thanks for the wonderful, wonderful birthday today. It was so sweet. So I just can't believe I'm celebrating a 5-year-old. It's our youngest.
It's so crazy. And also,
so crazy.
You look like you got sun today.
Listen, I tan. I get real tan real fast. Yeah, so I got some sun.
Got some sun. Are you in the bathroom? Or is that a shower curtain as your backdrop?
I sure am in the bathroom, Lean. I said, find. Oh, that laugh is loud. I told you we need to find the smallest place that doesn't have echoes, that has, I'm surrounded by towels hanging everywhere and a shower curtain.
Well, Carlos Whitaker has recorded his podcast several times in this little spare bedroom that I'm in. And so I decided I was just going to come up here because I know the sound is good. So here's to hoping
this is good. All right. Hey, before we get started on our topic, let's do a round of Mad Dash. All right. So we're going to leave some room for sound. Mm-hmm. Bing. Now, if I remember to put the sound in, is the real question.
Well, what I like is that you provided some. You went bing, just in case, you know. So that was
just
good.
In case.
Okay, listen, I'm going to go first.
Go for
it. And the first question is in celebration of Remy's birthday, but then the rest of my Mad Dash questions have to do with the beach. So,
some of mine do too.
Okay, first Mad Dash question. Does birthday cake for you, now I'm not talking for everybody, I'm just talking specifically for you. Mm-hmm. Does birthday cake require ice cream for you?
No.
Same.
No, I don't have to have ice cream.
Same. Actually, I prefer not to. I like that buttercream or and it can actually be fake buttercream from like the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Listen, here's what I have to say. Don't sleep on a grocery store cake.
Never.
Don't sleep on it because they are pretty good.
I won't sleep on it.
I know that frosting. Mm. If you have a good, here's what I'll say. If you have a good cake, you don't need ice cream.
Yeah.
Now for me, if there's a cake that's been sitting on the counter for a while, or if it's just a dense cake, sure, a little scoop of ice cream might go a long way.
Yeah.
However, if it's a good cake, it can stand on its own. Like,
agree.
Like, believe in your cake.
I agree.
Yeah.
You go.
Next. Oh, I'm doing one. Okay, if you're going out to eat and you're eating seafood, are we getting broiled or fried?
Oh my! One of my questions is very similar.
That's funny.
Fried.
Every time?
No, but almost.
Okay, I will say for myself, 95% of the time, fried. But tonight, for whatever reason, was broiled. I don't know why.
And?
I just felt
broiled or broiled? They called it broiled.
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 Okay. Yeah, it's like where they put like the seafood in a pan with maybe like breadcrumbs or butter and put it in the oven, and that's it.
Was it delicious?
But 95% of the time, fried.
Me too. What seafood did you have?
Well, tonight I had it was a little broiled platter, so a little crab cake, a little scallop, a little shrimpy shrimp, mm-hmm. a little grouper.
I support it.
But my order at a seafood restaurant in Hilton Head or in a place that has seafood, 95% of the time is fried shrimp. 95% of the time. Mm-hmm. Me too. Just give me the fried shrimp. Mm-hmm. Okay. Same. Yours.
All right. Hold on. Let me get in front of the list. Okay. When you go to the beach, low beach chair or high beach chair?
Ooh, this is a really polarizing topic that I've never really addressed on the podcast. I think the older I get, I might want a high chair.
Listen, not only...
Sometimes you don't want to watch me get in and out of the low balls.
Not only do I do the regular height or high chair... I have one that I got at Dick's Sporting Goods. Shout out Dick's. Dick's Sporting Goods that has a lever that you can put it, like I can kick my feet up.
You need to teach me your ways. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Where did we get off on getting these low chairs? Is it because we want to sit in the water?
Well, one, I think it's price point. You know, the manufacturer probably make them for less money. But I also think people want to have their feet and their legs all up in the sand. And then if they're down by the water, they can just stretch their legs out and have their legs
sure.
in the water.
And I support that. If you want to put your legs in the water or you want to get your like butt cheeks, if you want the wave crashing into your like nether regions and like some salt water up in there, that is great. Oh. But you know what? I am 40 years old, mm-hmm. and I don't need to be rolling in and out of that chair. I'm a big boy. Yep. I just might need a bigger chair.
Listen,
a higher chair.
I want to tell you something. Someone in my Instagram community, little Joy Scout, was getting up out of one of those low chairs and lost her balance and broke her wrist. So,
that's horrible.
I mean, younger than me. So I'm just not doing the low chair anymore. I like the higher chair. I like the little lever. I can kick back my. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, we are grandma and grandpa on the beach. Daryl and I. We've got our little.
I would like to try your chair out. Mm-hmm. Just
That's
saying.
Great.
I want a footstool.
That's great.
All right. Here's mine. Are we spraying or are we lotioning our sunscreen, Leanne? Mm. How are we doing it these days?
Well, Matt, I like the spray, but I did buy a Hawaiian Tropic, like sheer, with a little bit of sparkle in it lotion, and I did like it. I did like it. I did a 15.
Why did we need sparkles? Why?
Because I like them.
Okay. I'll say we mostly do spray. We're mostly spray these days.
Yeah, I like spray.
Easy for the kids, you know. And like, don't come at me. Don't come at me with your sunscreen opinions. I don't need them.
Well, you kind of opened the door. You kind of opened the door.
But we're 90% of the time we're spray. But did you know this is really awesome for the kids? Is they make, I think the brand that we get is Neutrogena. Okay. They make a sunscreen that's almost like a deodorant that we do the kids' faces with.
Deodorant. Oh, like a stick. Yes.
It's like a stick that's like deodorant, like size.
Beach Bum has that too.
Oh, I love that. Like for under their, our kids get sun under their eyes and it's so good for that.
Okay.
All right. Your turn.
When you go to the beach and they're in season, are you going to eat oysters?
No.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, maybe I haven't had good ones.
That makes me sad. We went to the same restaurant twice for fresh oysters.
Where?
At Quarterdeck and Harbortown, because they had local ones that they harvested just a half a mile away, and they were so good.
And how are they prepared?
Well, we
like them covered in butter.
We like them raw. So we
what? No.
Yes.
Raw.
Yes, they come on the half shell. We squeeze lemon and we put some tartars. We put some cocktails. We put some cocktail sauce and some horseradish and some.
This is not of the Lord. This is ill begotten. This is disgusting.
And then a little bit of like vinegar, a vinegar mixture that they call something. I can't remember, starts with an M. And then you just either slurp it out of the shell Or you with a little fork, you take it out of the shell and put it on a saltine cracker, and it's so good.
But if you're slurping it, what's the point?
It's just delicious.
If you're not chewing it, oh, it's no. just like
you slurp it out of the. I don't mean you slurp it and swallow it. You slurp it out of the shell and then you chew it up.
But what's the texture? Is it like gum?
It's kind of like a big old fat loogie.
What the actual heck? This is. Well, listen. I know that you're in food, but you did not sell that.
It's like. It's soft.
You did not sell that
it's
to me.
It's soft. It's really delicious.
Well, you know what? I'll have to try. I don't think I would try that without you at this point. We're going to need to get somewhere and try it together.
You got to be coached through, and you have to layer each ingredient correctly. Like, I wouldn't just slurp a raw oyster out of a shell without any of the components.
Well, I have had oysters in the past, but they were... like put in a fire with like cheese and breadcrumbs and like that kind of thing. They were cooked.
I love them love them like that too.
Here's my next one. Old Bay seasoning.
I love it.
Me too. I feel like Old Bay is a sleeper. It's a sleeper seasoning.
And here's another thing. Like a lot of people do not put enough on.
I agree.
Like when you do your shrimp or you do your fish, you need to be heavy-handed with that stuff.
I totally agree. Here's what I think too, is like season your food.
Yes.
Season your food.
Listen, I think.
You know, I have come across these lovely black chefs on Instagram that are like, why don't white people season food?
Listen.
I agree. I agree.
I feel like we could have a whole podcast about seasonings.
Well, let's put it in the popper.
Yeah, because it is an issue. First of all, salt is a big one. Especially, you know, use finishing salt. Like you don't have to just take like inexpensive, cheap table salt and pour it all over everything. Take finishing salt or kosher salt, nice salt, and season. Sure. Season your greens. Like when you do a salad, put some finishing salt on the salad. It just draws the flavors out of the food.
I agree.
Is it my turn? All right, your last turn? One. Okay. Oh, no, I have two more. Do you use... Well, you've already answered this pretty much, but do you and Mallory use separate face sunscreen for your face, or do you just use? We do too. Yeah,
we do too. We do.
I want good face stuff.
Yeah, we use a little bit better stuff on our face, and I don't like spraying on my face.
Same.
I want a little more control about what goes in my eyes.
Yes. Same.
Okay, give me your other one since you have another one.
When you're at the beach. Are you doing a sunrise or a sunset? Which do you prefer? Do you prefer the sunrise or the sunset at the beach, specifically the beach?
I think this one's a hard one. I think we're in the season where we're sunrising with the kids. Okay. We're up early at the beach. By the time the sunset is happening at the beach, we're tired. We've gone out to dinner. We've already eaten. We're cleaning up from dinner. And it's like, oh, man, I don't know if I want to go back.
Oh,
what about you?
Oh, sunset.
I knew you were sunset. Well, listen, we know. Do we know your sleep habits? We don't.
Yeah,
we don't. I could have predicted that.
Sunrise at 7 a.m.? No.
I know. But
listen.
But so do you like clean up after dinner and go back out to the beach?
Sometimes, but that's nice. But I do love to just sit there. I just love to just sit there all day till the sun's starting to go down. Well, and it's just beautiful.
It must be nice because that is not the season of life I'm in.
That's not the season you're in. And I have to say, when we were just in Hilton Head, Daryl would take his walk in the morning while I was still asleep, like when the sun was rising. No doubt. I would hear that coffee grinder going, and I'd be like, oh, he already did his 5 mile. He already did his 5 mile walk, and the coffee's coming. And I would hop up out of bed, make the bed real pretty, and then I would come out and be like, oh, coffee's almost ready.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Here's my last one. How are we feeling about washcloths these days?
Well, Matt, I have opinions about washcloths.
Oh, same.
Don't give me a big fat washcloth. I don't want it fat.
Same.
I want same. Actually Walmart, if you're listening. Walmart.
Sam Walton from the grave.
They sell this big fat stack. I think there could be 10 in a stack, 8 or 10 in a stack of very thin. They're thin washcloths. I just buy them in the white ones. And mm-hmm. I absolutely you can bleach them. Love them. I don't give me a fat washcloth. I don't want a fat, lush, luxury, big, fat, heavy washcloth. I want a thin mm-mm. one. And, you know, I like a loofah. I'm going to say I do like a loofah, but mm-hmm. there's just sometimes I like a washcloth. And I will say it's usually at the beach. I do like a washcloth at the beach because I like to feel like I'm getting all the oil and the lotion and stuff off.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I am not a big washcloth person in general. Okay. I'm more of a loofah, mm-hmm. a body sponge kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so that's more my thing. Honestly, this might be a little controversial for all of you out there, but there is a Dove bar that has exfoliators in it.
Okay.
So like little scrubby scrubs. Sometimes I just use a raw. I just like yeah. bar to the skin. Like
raw dog.
Bar to the skin. Raw dog. Just raw dog it. Just like rub that bar all over my skin.
I think that's a term and I'm not even sure. Listen, I want to tell you something. Our friend Kat, love you, Katty. Our friend Kat, sometimes she'll text us like one phrase from the podcast. Mm-hmm. And this week it's going to be like, guys.
We're going to get raw dog.
You guys inappropriately.
Listen, if you are like me and you raw dog your soap, that's great. I support that. I support raw dogging your soap because here's the thing. If you need soap on skin, I support that. That's fine. You do you, boo-boo. And if you get the Dove exfoliating bar, you don't need anything. There's nothing.
You have to quarantine that. You have to quarantine that soap, though. Like, you have to put that soap aside and let people know you're raw dogging the soap. Listen, well, I don't want to go into the shower.
It's my soap. You don't come in my shower.
No.
Like, when did you come in my shower?
But do the other people go in?
I don't know who you let in your shower, but I have a very short list of people that come in my shower.
But even the short list, like, you got to let them know that soap has been placed.
Well, here's what you need to know. Mallory uses lotion or, like, body scrubs. She's not. If she wants to use my bar, that's on her.
It's true.
All right. Oh, you're gone. All right, let's talk about our topic.
Okay. And listen.
Okay.
And listen, we know we've kept an eye on the time. We've spent half of the podcast talking about Mad Dash and our good days. Now we're going to spend the other half talking about Wonder.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about this quite a bit. What does it look like to live in awe and wonder of the world around us? And I think we need a little bit of definitions before we get too far, because I think that can mean different things to different people. But when I think of living in wonder of the world around us, it is being curious about the world, looking at the world around us and understanding the complexities and the mysteries and the vastness of the world. Now, that can mean a lot of different things, and I have some really practical ways to do it. But I think to start with, it's how do we look around the world around us and keep cultivating a sense of curiosity? Because I think this is really, really important, especially in where we are in the world mm-hmm. and with just the world around us. Mm-hmm. I think curiosity and wonder is just so critical.
I think that curiosity and wonder are intrinsically connected, like completely connected to gratitude. I think when we are noticing things and when we're in awe and wonder, it's also when we're grateful. And I just think, I don't know if you can have awe and wonder without gratitude. Because I don't even think you're noticing with awe and wonder if you're also not thankful and grateful.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it also kind of coincides with our lifestyle choices around technology
yeah.
and being with our head in our phone, our head in our computer. I actually came across this video of, I think she was a psychologist, that said AirPods are the scariest thing for younger generations. Mm-hmm. And here's why. She said something like this, that AirPods are scary because, not because of the technology, you're putting technology in your ear. It's not that. It's that young people are wearing earbuds so much. Earbuds? Is that what they're called? Earpods. Earbuds is a Disney movie with golden retrievers.
I think it's earbuds.
Earpods.
Earbuds?
No, earpods.
Earpods? Are they AirPods? We know what you mean.
We know what we're talking about. Because we have them in so much. So often it's when we're commuting, when we're walking down the hall, when we're at the gym. You know, if you think about dorm life, you're walking from your room to class back and forth, and you have something in your ears distracting you from the world around you. And her assertion was, that I thought was so fascinating, was we miss, when we are so tuned out to the world around us, we miss micro interactions that really fill us up. So she said, you know, I don't think you're missing out on like your friends or your family when you're doing that. But what you're missing is the person that you see once a week at the gym that's like, hey, what are you doing for the holidays? Where are you eating tonight? Right. It's all those little interactions we have with coworkers, little interactions we have with people, like if we're in a commuter or if we walk into a store. It's those little interactions that keep us attuned to the world around us. Because I think so often, I do it, you do it, we've all done it. It's we can tune out the world so much that we forget the wonder that is around us to keep us grounded in where we are. And I think that's a practice we can get better at.
Well, I also think part of being grounded and part of being part of something is being connected. And so if you wear earbuds all the time, or by Apple, the little Apple AirPods. If you have AirPods. Them in all the time, you lose connection with other sounds, other people. So, you sent me that reel too, and I thought it was interesting. She said, when you don't have those micro interactions, it's about, she says that the base of it is connection. It's about connection. That when you run into the person from the gym at a restaurant, you won't automatically then say, hey, how are you doing? Good to see you. You know, I always run into you at the gym and have that interaction if you're always listening to something else. And I do think that when we converse, it also develops our communication, just how we communicate. I think you can tell usually tell the kids that are parented to communicate well with adults, to maintain eye contact, to talk, to converse. And my guess is, I don't have any research behind this except for what I feel. I feel like the kids that are really gifted and good at communicating with adults are ones whose parents probably limit their screen time, limit their technology use, and have them doing other kinds of play or other kinds of entertainment or other kinds of even conversing with family. Mm-hmm. Like I think to get around a table and converse around a table, to talk, to catch up, you know, you start losing your ability to do that when you're so connected to technology and so used to like input that you're not actually having conversation.
I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes the technology that we have in our life can tune us out from the world around us. And I think it's similar with when it comes to awe and wonder, is the technology, when we're putting stuff in our brain all the time, or we have a screen in front of our eyes, we are so unaware of the world around us. We're unaware of the little things in life. And I think when we pay attention to little things, whether it's a micro interaction with someone, or whether it's, I know this is going to sound really like woo-woo, But when we notice things like the wind or the rain or the sun rising, or we notice when something's a little off in our house, like, oh, I thought I put that there. I think it activates something in our brain and it makes us more curious. I think it makes us more detail oriented. And I truly think it, in terms of people, I think it activates our empathy. You know, when our kids, I can think about my kids because I have little kids in my house. When my kids are talking to us or my kids are talking to each other and they notice each other that are when they're a little off or they make a little micro expression that they're like, are you okay? That is so valuable. Right. You know, when we're so in our own world, you know, our technology makes us really self-centered, truthfully, because we're in control of this little box in our hand. And I think it makes us so self-centered. So I think when we cultivate and develop the wonder around us and looking at the world around us with maybe fresh eyes, I think it really activates parts of our brain that enlighten us towards empathy and towards humanity and towards seeing something bigger than ourselves.
Yeah, I agree. I heard the story once that this man was talking to an Amish man and he said, don't you wish you had a car? I mean, I can get from point A to B, point A to point B so much faster than you. Don't you wish you had a vehicle? And he said, no, because I notice way more stuff that you miss because you're moving so fast that you're not, you are not participating and you are not observing everything he's observing because he's going slower. And I've never forgotten that because I was like, you know, we value in our society, we value efficiency and speed and doing things, you know, and you can do all those things well, but in Amish culture, speed is not necessarily the number one thing, you know, it's not in the top three of the most important things, you know?
Absolutely.
So I just have always just thought that was a cool thing, you know, because we,
it also,
we assume that Amish people wish they had cars. That's not true.
You know, it also reminded me of Carlos Whitaker's book Reconnected. I know he wrote in his book about like when he was off of his phone, off of technology, connected with the world around him, he noticed things in the world. He really talked about the natural world. Like he noticed like this caterpillar, I think. I forget what animal it was, but he noticed this animal and like stopped and watched it like do its thing. And I think when we notice things like that, it changes our brain chemistry. So I did a little research about like when we are in wonder. So here's the next two parts that I want to hit is how does wondering in the world around us, how does curiosity in the world around us, how does it help us? And then ways to do it. So pretty straightforward. So when we have awe and wonder, this influences our mental and emotional well-being. It helps us stay more deeply connected to the world around us. It enhances our mental health. It reduces stress. When we're in nature and we have a connection to nature in particular, that really, really enhances our life. I don't know. Did you feel like when you were close to the ocean, that changed something in your brain?
Yes.
I don't, my mom has said it her entire life and I feel the same way and I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's just, there's something about the power and the vastness and the movement. The ocean's always moving. It's always moving in and out, in and out. I just love it. And I also think it just, it's the sound of it. All of it, the sand.
I think for me, it's the scale.
Yes.
The scale of the ocean makes me feel like,
yes,
like small. Yeah. Like I'm just this piece of a puzzle that's much bigger than myself. There have been studies that have said that having wonder and curiosity actually lowers inflammation in our body, which I think is fascinating.
Believe it.
And when we notice things around us, it's really what we've been talking about is it is a pro-social behavior, which it makes us more connected, more empathetic, and more generous. So when we are noticing the world around us, in turn, we're noticing the people around us, and then it makes us more connected, more empathetic, and more generous. It helps us maintain creativity. It boosts our creative thinking. It increases our problem solving skills. I mean, I could go on and on about why this is so important to us, but you might be asking yourself, Matt, how do I do this? I hear you. I hear you saying that we need to have wonder, that we need to be in awe and wonder and all that woo. You might be thinking this is so woo woo, but it's really not. There are so many ways, and I know you're going to have some too, but my first one is spend time in nature. It's so important for us to get outside and listen. I live in Ohio. It's so hard in the winter. It is so hard, but it's so critical and important. You know, for me, the days we get those random 50 degree days in Ohio, like even in the dead of winter, sometimes we'll get them. I open the sunroof. I like put my face in the sun because it's so important. Yeah. Here's another one is make sure we're engaging with, this makes me laugh because this is totally me, engaging with art and music in ways that are different. So whether that's attending a museum, listening to music, or attending a live performance of something, you know, something that is really strange about me is I will search random music every now and then. You know, a couple weeks ago, I went through some, there was a Mexican woman who was a famous singer that died, and I started listening to her music. Every now and then, for whatever reason, I'm like, I need to listen to classical music. I know it, there's benefits to that. So listening to different types of music than what you're even used to can inspire that.
That's great.
Learning something new. Maybe that's a new recipe. Maybe that's a new language. I think learning a language activates parts in your brain too. Studying something in science. I am a curious person and I love learning new and random things. I actually have a really random thing I heard recently. Do you know, this might not, you know what? I'm going to save that. It's going to open up a whole can of worms.
Listen, you know, that was kind of mean.
Okay, you said this at the beginning, but practicing gratitude helps us stay connected to the world around us. And here's the last thing I'll say is be curious about the people around you. I think this is one of my most important things is find, maybe it's a new person, maybe it's an old person, and invest time in them, be curious about them, and ask them questions. Because I think when we stay connected to humans, it helps us stay grounded. It helps us stay empathetic and it helps us stay present in the world around us. That's what I'm saying.
I love it.
Hey, Leanne.
Let's talk about food.
I'm just going to let you sing it. It's a solo this week.
That's awesome.
All right. What are we talking about Walnut Creek Foods right now?
Well, when I went to Hilton Head, I took some Walnut Creek Foods things along with me. And one of the things I took was a big old roll butter. Roll butter.
I'm with you on that.
It was so good.
Walnut Creek Cheese and Market started making their own roll butter, I would say about a year ago.
It's salty. They have unsalted, but the regular salted roll butter, it's like, it's so good. It's just so good. And it comes in a big round roll. It's awesome.
Okay. So tell me this. When you buy a roll of round butter from Walnut Creek Foods or Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, how are we storing it? Are we keeping it in the wrapper? Are you putting it in different containers? Cause I have a method for this, but I want to know your method.
I've done it different ways. It depends on if the first time I unroll it is for a recipe, I'll just cut off what I need for the recipe. But if I'm going to be strategic, I'll unroll it. I'll cut it in half and then in half again. And then I'll put those fourth pieces like on a butter dish because I leave butter out. We just use it. We just use it enough that I like it to be soft and we use it enough that it doesn't go rancid. Now, if you're not butter people, don't do that, you know, because your butter will go rancid if you leave it out on the counter for 3 weeks without using it.
Right.
We use it quick enough that I like it out because it gets soft.
So do we. Yeah, and I'm the same way. When we get roll butter from Walnut Creek Cheese, I like to cut it up in chunks and put it in little containers, and I'll put the ones we're not using in the fridge.
Yeah.
But we always have one on the counter. Yeah. I am with you.
Yeah.
I am a soft butter man.
Same. And
I'm here for that.
Another thing I took to Hilton Head from there and made I think one of the biggest serving dishes of shrimp Alfredo I have ever done. And I took their cream cheese. Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, Walnut Creek Foods has their own cream cheese, and it's delicious. And I used a whole 8 ounce in the fettuccine Alfredo that I did.
I feel like you felt like I would judge you, but I am like your biggest advocate. I'm here for that.
All about it. Well, we love Walnut Creek Cheese and Walnut Creek Foods. They have been a lovely part of our podcast journey. They're our official sponsor, and we could not be more grateful for our relationship with them.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us in this conversation all about awe and wonder. Our hope is that you notice the world around you, and it makes you more connected to the people around you.
I love that.
Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.